Blog Talk Radio.
Such a great song if you just really listen to the lyrics. I mean, really listen to it and see if it can apply to anything in your life, anything you may be going through or someone else may be going through and maybe forward it to them, because the words are great wisdom and it really, really blesses my heart. And so I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in today. This is Wardell Potts for Solar Records Radio, and it is Tuesday, the first day of the week for me, and in terms of radio, and so I'm excited to be here with you guys and to get going. Hello to Greg and Astrid and all of the listeners that support us. Phoenix is not here today. Pamela is not here today. I have a very special situation for you today. And so, but, you know, communication is what we're going to be talking about. And it is something else because, you know, that's the key for everything. I mean, we have to be able to communicate our feelings to each other, right? We have to be able to sort through whatever we're going through. And you want to especially be able to communicate to your mate, your significant other, right? And when you're younger, you want to be able to communicate to your parents, you know, and to people that are almost like in control of you and, you know, where you can go and where you can't go and, you know, what time you got to be there and what time you have to be back. I mean, you want to be able to say to them how you feel. So it's important that we go down this road of how do we communicate to each other? How do you communicate to your friends? How do we communicate to business when we adults and at work? And how do we do it in a way that we are able to accomplish what we are trying to accomplish without offending anyone? And so it's going to be a little intense. And so Gregory Williams from the group Switch is going to be here with me. And so we're going to just have a good time today. And we're also going to mix it up. Of course, that's what we do here on Solar Records Radio every Tuesday. We mix it up where we play a combination of all different types of music that we do on the station throughout the week. So you guys kick back, relax, and just hang out with us, right? And when we come back, we come bringing Gregory Williams on, and let's just have a good time together. Let me see, is there anything? Oh, I want to also say happy birthday to Chuck Gentry, my brother. Happy birthday to you. Wishing you well, and hope that you enjoy it. And it is it's a beautiful thing. Like Greg said, and you'll hear him say it again, a day above ground is a great day. And so, you know, so anyway, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And like I said, we'll be back with Gregory Williams from Switch, and we're going to add some ladies to the mix, and then we're going to bring on the coach. The coach is coming on last, all right? All right, guys, so let's get going. Much love.
My brother, how are you?
I am good, man. Listen, I thought it was Friday. Oh, man.
It should be, though. I'm telling you, we can use an extra day. I'm not mad at that, especially an extra weekend day.
I know that's right, man. So, hey, how you been, Greg? How's it going for you?
Hey, man, life is good. Every day above ground is a good day.
Yeah, I know that's right, man. Thank God for that. Hey,
really?
You know, there's so much stuff going on, man. I just wanted to just, you know, share with you that I've been talking to some people throughout the week. After the last show that we did with all the ladies on the line and stuff, people have been listening to the show. And, like, with the gym that I go to in Costa Mesa, they were talking to me about they had ideas of what we should talk about. And so one of the ideas that they came up with I thought was a really good idea. And so I said, I'm going to run this by Greg and see what he thinks. And so the women seem to have a problem, Greg, with men not listening. And that is one of the things that came up. We were in the steam room there, and so when she had said that, they were like, yeah, what's wrong with this here picture, you know? So went and I did a little research and stuff, and just about communication and stuff. And I know that communication is one of your in relationships is one of your key topics and stuff. So I thought it would be great to talk to you about it and get your insight on what you think about that.
Absolutely. Two things. First and foremost, you're absolutely right. It is, we could almost even call it a pet peeve of mine, communication, in all kinds of relationships, whether it be business, whether it be personal, whether it be intimate, whether it be a parent and a child, communication is the key, you know, and that leaves so many questions answered versus unanswered. Another thing I'll add is with reference to that age-old complaint, he doesn't listen to me. That's been going on forever. Forever, you know, and I don't, you know, I have to even preface it in my relationship so that women know that I am, and I think they know pretty much that I do listen and that I am attentive in that area, but the way I express it is even if you think I didn't hear it, I heard it. I may not want to hear it, so I may act like I ain't listening, you know, and that's only in the tense parts of the moments, but the bottom line is I heard it, and I'll regurgitate it back at some point in time, and if I think you're right, I will apologize and tell you I think you're right. And if I think you're wrong, well, I might leave that alone to avoid an argument. So anyway, that's my reality. But bottom line in that is communication is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
It is crucial to the survival of any relationship, no matter how short, how long, no matter with whom or what. You've got to express yourself. And even when you look at bashful people and shy people that have difficulty, they got to find a way to cut through that because no one will understand if you don't explain.
Well, Greg,
and no one
know,
will think that you're even dealing with them if you don't let them know you're listening.
Well, that's where I am right now. I mean, this is the problem. The woman is talking to the person and he appears to be listening, and this could be, it don't have to be female to male. It could be male to female as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, but you know, when you're talking to someone and you're expecting and you're assuming, you're hoping that this person is listening, and they act like they listen, but they don't. But you know they're not listening when they're not doing what needed to be done, what they talked about to correct the problem. They tend to go back into doing the same old thing. What do you do at that point when you, like, you sat down, we had this conversation, but you're still not listening? It's not that you're not hearing me, you're not listening.
Yeah, but you know something, I think this, and anything I say here is just my opinion and my thought process, but with that one, I think you need to repeat it. And I think you need to repeat it again. And if at that point you're not being heard and you're not being, you know, the person claims to be hearing but they're not adhering or doing what they say, then it's time for you to reassess your value to that individual. Because why should you have to keep doing it? I'm talking about things that's harder, easier said than done, but it's a reality. It's got to be done. You know what, man? I will not have a partner who don't know who I am and where I'm going. And the only way that they can't know who I am and where I'm going is that they don't communicate with me or they don't listen. Because I am one for talking. I make it a point to express myself. Sometimes I may back up to avoid an unpleasant or uncomfortable situation, but I only back up until I can regroup enough to find a different way to put it so it doesn't become more unpleasant. And we all have to do that. You know, we got to love ourselves enough to stand up and say, okay. You know, and I learned something else, too. I'll share this, too. And a lot of people are guilty of this, and I've been guilty of it too many times, and that is trying to think for somebody else. And I had to break that habit. And he said, what do you mean think for somebody else? Well, they're going to be hurt, or they're going to be mad, or they're going to be, you know what? The bottom line is what's most important is that they be able to tell you how they feel versus you trying to assume how they feel and act accordingly. Because it could be totally the opposite. They could be waiting on you to say, will you do this? Can
right.
you do this? Can we do this? But if they're just left to wait and guess, you know, then it may never come to fruition. You've got to step up to the plate, especially if it's your relationship. And I make it a point to try to protect whatever is mine, from my old baseball glove to an old switch pitcher to a gold record to an old family member I ain't talked to, especially
right.
to my mom, to my child, you know, to people that are really close to me, male or female. I make it a point to try to take care of what's mine. Well, taking care of what's mine also says taking care of me.
Right. That's
be heard.
Right. That's right.
Be heard
That's
or don't
right.
complain. Speak
right.
up or don't complain.
Well, you know, I really agree with you when you said that just, you know, sometimes you just need to say it over and over and make sure that this person is getting it. Okay, you didn't. I'm going to say it again. And, you know, and that goes to, like, with this show. I've been doing the Love Zone for a long time, and I keep doing the show about relationships, and every time I'm learning something. It's, you know, for the most part, it just goes on, and I'm learning and learning because things, sometimes you don't hear it the same. You know, like we watch a movie over and over, and we when the next time we watch it, go, oh, I didn't get that the first time. I think
right.
that's the same thing that happened in conversations where you don't get it the first time. Maybe that person didn't get it the first time, you know. So, but anyway, I just want to reiterate what we're talking about here. It's about communication, and it's about knowing when to talk to someone, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
But, you
yeah.
know, people sometimes don't feel comfortable when they're talking with either their mate or whatever, and the person is not listening. And not that they don't hear, but they're not listening. Now, I believe I do have a female on the line, and I want to get the female's perspective, Greg. And this is Shaquise right here. Let me see if she's here. Shaquise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, okay. Fellas. How are you?
Fine, Shaquise. How are you?
I am outstanding and enjoying the conversation. My second time around, are enjoying learning. And I think the relationship topic can never get old, especially if you like to be in a relationship. Communication here, wow. Now, I think we need clarity here. It might be redundant clarity, but it's clarity. When we say talking, what are we speaking of? Are we speaking of manufactured conversation? Are we speaking of nagging? Are we speaking of, you know, baby, how's your day going? What are we speaking about in terms of a man is not listening? Because I think men have choice selective hearing, as we call it. And I think it's very important to know that when we think they're not listening, they truly are, especially the older and the wiser the man gets. He's definitely listening. He didn't pay attention to my hair. Well, neither did the other women, or maybe they did, or who cares about your hair? You know, who cares about the new outfit? Those things are small, very minute to me. But my thing is when you go into the hospital and they say, what is she allergic to? And he spills out, she's allergic to penicillin, she's allergic to, that's listening. Now, I truly believe that we as women, we are nitpickers, we are naggers. But I have one thing to say to you men, and listen to me good. The day the day your woman stops nagging is the day you sleep with one eye open. guarantee she's plotting. It's a good sign that a woman is nagging at all times. When a woman shuts her mouth and you roll over in the middle of the night and she looking at you, she plotting. Not necessarily to kill you, but maybe to move on, or your brother's starting to look a little cute, or the new mailman is looking hot in them little shorts. Okay. You never know.
So basically not necessarily the word nagging, because nagging can be irritating. But just when they stop talking and trying to communicate to you, they're not,
yeah.
they stop doing what the norm is, at that point you should be concerned, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All right, exactly.
Listen, we got. I just want to get Rio's opinion. Rio, are you there?
I am here.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey.
Yeah, so how are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Great. You want to chime in on the thought or the conversation of, you know, what we're talking about here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not even in just your relationship with your spouse, but your relationship with anybody in life, be it
mm-hmm.
business, personal, your children, your family, your good friends, communication is so important. And, you know, I think old school, a lot of men were taught, you know, you don't express your feelings, you don't share certain things you just don't speak on. Even some women were taught that. And, you know, we're in a time and place where now with technology, most people don't communicate at all. They'd rather text, they'd rather, you know, email, they'd rather IM. And I think a lot gets lost in any relationship, but especially the relationship between a man and woman or husband and wife or woman and woman or man and man. I'm not even going to discriminate. If there's someone you love that's in your life, you know, communication is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let me ask you this question. If you, and this is for this a particular a woman, and it probably a lot of women can relate to it, but if you're in a situation, I mean, what advice would you give the woman if she's trying to communicate to someone but they're not listening? What advice would you give to that woman to try to get this person to listen?
Well, first, I think that people kind of sometimes talk at people instead of talking with them. You know, instead of you this and you didn't do this and you should have done this and I wanted you, maybe just here's something that's coming to mind, sometimes how you present it. You know, I would love to see us if we could get to XYZ or do XYZ, and I'd really love to hear your thoughts on it. Sometimes just the way you present it and the way that you speak to someone makes all the difference in how they respond, or even if they tune you out or tune in and want to hear what you have to say.
Whoa, that was really good, because I think that
mm-hmm.
when you said, I want to hear your thoughts on it, now that person is now active in the conversation, and it's not just you telling them what you feel, but now you're allowing them to express. So now there's some serious communication going on there. That's pretty good.
Exactly.
Right, and how she puts it, you know, very, very, very good eye on that, Rio. When you
Thank you,
when you begin to say things like, you need to stop, you need to woo-woo, when you begin that sentence with you, the blame game starts. No man wants to be blamed. No man, men are usually in a position of a teaching of authority. They want not to be talked down to like a dog, because usually when you use the word you and you're in a conversation, you're pointing. So it looks really bad. Your whole feature looks bad. Your conversation starts off real bad. Presentation is what it's about. I would like to, let's put that like number one, presentation. Rio, good eye on that.
Okay. Greg, yeah, I know, that was great. Greg, what are your thoughts on that?
What Rio said, I mean, and it goes back to what I said from the very beginning. There's a time and a place for everything, and there's a way for everything. Now that that comes in after the beginning of the relationship, but don't start out like that. You know, usually it don't, unless you got a crazy man or a crazy woman, and I'll tell you, get away from them if that's the case.
Right.
But what it evolves into that when one person is not really listening or not really responding. So the thing of it is you catch that from the very beginning and see if you're being paid attention to. And do not ignore those red flags that tell you, she didn't hear me. He didn't hear me.
I disagree with that. I think you don't have to be in a relationship for you to start.
Yeah, I wasn't finished enough.
Okay.
But that's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I just think, right there, that one part where you stated that after the relationship, I don't think so. I think it can happen before. I think what happens is we're trained to do it a lot. How we treat our men and how we treat our women, that you're raised to do that. The examples in your household. If you saw your mom doing that or your dad doing that or auntie doing that, whomever you are close to that had a relationship or a marriage, generally you bring that to your relationship and beginning of your relationship. Tell me something.
Okay. Share something with me now for a second.
Okay.
What sane individual allows someone to attack them in a conversation? And that's what you said. You expressed it that it winds up normally pointing a finger or something. What sane person allows that in the very beginning of a relationship, somebody saying you?
A lot of people do, especially with this generation. Remember, you're coming from an older generation.
Okay.
Remember, you're talking to someone who's 36 years old.
No, sweetheart, I'm coming from a real generation, sweetie.
And it's ageless, quite frankly. But hear me out. The way you were raised to speak to people, to communicate. My generation of people do not know how to communicate. So these things happen before you actually get into what we call a relationship. See, we don't even call it a relationship anymore. We call it going with, jump off. We got so many terms for it, but with the right term.
Let me share this with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Relationships since the beginning of the time, beginning of time, have the same basic values, the same basic essence. It is two people trying to move forward together, whether it's business, personal, or whatever. So therefore, with that being said, communication has to be, it has to be key, even to get the thing started. Okay? And I don't know of anyone, and I said sane people when I made that statement a moment ago. I don't know of anyone at any age, and I know a lot of people younger than you and your age. I happen to be teaching at a college currently. I deal with a lot of 22, 23-year-olds in relationships and things like that. Point being, I don't know anyone that accepts someone pointing a finger or sounding like they're making accusations versus asking questions. Even a teacher-student relationship, you don't you anybody. You give them what you got, and then you ask for input. So with that in mind, point being, with that in mind, it's ageless. Relationships are ageless. They will go on until the end of time. And communication is the only thing any relationship can be built on. You cannot be built on a one-sided thing. I can understand when you're saying that, you know, most of your generation, but realistically, those relationships aren't built to last anyway when two people don't communicate with each other. Now, that's how I see it.
But guess what?
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rhea.
I just had one small thing that I think factors into what we're speaking on. I have friends and family, and I've even been in a relationship with someone much younger than me a couple times. A lot of it depends on, and we all know from the old game telephone, you can say something and each person interprets it a different way based on how they think it affects them, what their current mindset or perspective is. So when you're communicating with people, the same line or the same thoughts or the same feelings aren't going to hit everybody the same way. So you first have to understand the person that you're trying to communicate with. And what enough people don't do that I find is listen before they talk. When you listen to someone, you begin to know the characteristics of that person and how they operate. And once you know that, then you kind of know how to more to present and speak to them that might spark their interest or might actually get through to them. And everybody's different. So I think the art of communication, like I said, in anything in life, especially relationships, is first about listening, learning, watching, studying, then you know how to respond and present and interact.
Okay.
Absolutely, and part of that is not interrupting when somebody's talking.
Okay. All right. So listen, let me just say this. I have another question. You know, a lot of times people will force you to have a conversation with them about a particular topic, and you're not ready. Is there a time to actually confront a person to have this conversation? In other words, we need to talk, but I'm not ready yet. You might be, but I'm not. Is there a way to go about approaching that situation that will cut down on the fire?
Okay, and again, I say this. You got to find it. Remember, I said earlier, too, that If you say it once and they don't hear you, you repeat it. Yeah, and if they don't say it once, you repeat it then. But you do have to find the right time to bring up a conversation. You can't alienate nobody, and you can't make nobody talk when they ain't ready to talk.
Right.
It's just that simple. You know, I mean, and some things flow freer than others. So good conversations and happy times and jokes and stuff, you know, flows a lot freer than tension and seriousness. But the bottom line is you have to know where you're going or you can't get there. And the only way you know you're going, especially if you're going with somebody, you're communicating, you're talking about it. So there is better times. There is times. And you've got to be sensitive to that individual and in tune enough. And as Rio said, listen long enough to know who this individual is so that you will know when to respond and when to communicate, when to express yourself.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think there's a time.
Well, okay. Yeah, I agree.
Rio?
I was going to say there's also just the dynamic, in addition to understanding people, understanding the differences between men and women. And, you know, a lot of us women, not all, are, you know, we want to talk about everything. We show our emotions. We want, you know, everything affects us. And for some men, many men, it doesn't the same way. What bothers us, it might bring us to tears, rolls right off their back, and they're on to watch the game or do their thing. And that's not that either side is right or wrong. Again, it's about understanding people. And, you know, with men, as with women, you know, the serious issues you have, if you're in a relationship with someone and they never want to talk about those things, to me that means that you've probably reached the peak of their depth at that time of their emotional capacity and their ability to comprehend and respond. So you're not going to get out of them what you want. Maybe you picked the wrong person at the wrong time.
You know, one of the things that it's really bad that I notice in a relationship when people are, when one person wants to talk and the other one is not ready, insults get thrown out. You know,
sure.
And that right there, now you're creating a fire on top of the fire, and we have to truly learn how not to do that. I think that that is ridiculous, and I've watched people, you know, do that. It's been done to me, and I've probably done it as well in my life. And as you know, we get older, we start to develop a sense of responsibility for what we do and say, and so at least a little bit more. And I've learned that. And so I'm just really glad that we are having this conversation because it is the key. It's been known for a long time that communication is the key to any kind of relationship, but people somehow still don't do it as much as they need to, and that's just that.
May I ask the panel, is there a derivative to a relationship with poor communication, such as maybe just the relationship does not need to be?
Okay, can I?
Go ahead, Greg.
I think that's a decision that you need to come to in the course of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just like any relationship that you're going to the table to eat, and there's not enough food there, you're not going to get full. After a while, you're going to stop going to that table. It's just a temple. You'll find another table. And, well, that's the same situation with people, I think. If you're not getting fed in a conversation, whether it's your friend, not whether it's your children, because that's a different thing. You are the leader there, so you have the responsibility to make sure that that is what that is.
Right.
But when business and personal relationships and things like that, I personally think that after a while, you'll get tired. You'll get tired, and you'll stop asking. And another thing that I thought of in the course of that, and I hope this even expounds on my answer, in the course of what was just being said, one of the strongest emotions that I am aware of is rejection, or better yet, it's caused by rejection. Okay? So when you got two people, one person trying to communicate with another, and they find that this person is not listening, the first thing they do is feel rejected. That brings on something altogether different. And then it brings up questions of, am I worthy or is this person being a jerk? You know, and then that can bring about either self-pity or it can bring about anger or a bunch of other emotions. You got to be able to get past that. But if you keep trying and you find out it's futile, then what's the point in keep trying? There's a time, there's a cutoff point for that, but only you can determine that.
Well, you know, Greg, you said something to me earlier in the week when we talked about this show. You mentioned about, in the very beginning, you need to let the person know that we need to communicate. And I thought that was key. I mean, I think in any relationship, you have to let the person know. We have to communicate. If we don't communicate, it's not going to happen. And you said that with go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just on your thought process, I couldn't agree more. And yet when you're doing that, you have to make that person know and feel comfortable that what I ultimately seek is just the truth. Because why people don't communicate even at the beginning is because they feel like they're going to be judged, or you've already told them, I don't like this, I'm not dealing with this if you ever do this. And so you're not going to get them to communicate if the lines of communication aren't open and they're free to speak and not feel like instantly you're going to judge them, down them, you know. So that's a delicate thing with people and with communication.
Right. Okay.
May I also say that in terms of speaking, because to me it sounded like the conversation originated with a woman saying a man not listening. Okay.
Right.
So is there such thing as a man? Because I believe it is. I believe, let me say this, I believe that there is a such thing as a man communicating for personal gain, meaning a man will caress a woman, a man will listen to a woman to get personal gain, whether it's sexual, whether it's monetary or not. How can we, as women, because I've discussed this with other women, how can we tell the difference whether a man is true in the game or not? And we have men that will do these things for personal gain.
But you have to feel, I believe you have to feel your way through it. You can feel, I mean, if you can't feel it, I mean, you're going to feel it sooner or later. And so you need to pay attention to, as far as I'm concerned, you need to pay attention to the movements of this person, whether it's how he responds to whatever it is you're saying. I mean, you can set a person up and say something just to see how they're going to respond to it. I mean, you should be able to feel it. And if you can't feel it, then maybe you're not paying attention, and you need to start paying a little more attention to who you bring in your circle.
Yep, and you know something, your point is very valid, because you know a lot of people have their own motivations. Everybody has their own agenda, whether it's malicious or whether it's loving or genuine or whatever. Everybody has their own agenda. And if you're supposed to be becoming a part of theirs and they're supposed to become a part of yours, even if it's only for that moment, then, yeah, you got to kind of – because communication is not only verbal. It is also visual in many situations. It's also physical, you know. And you know when somebody's responding and dealing with you properly, and you'll know when somebody – not always will you know when somebody's BSing. That's a hard one. It's a hard one, but you got to pay attention.
Once again, we have to keep in mind we still have a younger generation out here who is truly misguided. A lot of our generation is not even being raised by their parents. They're being raised by outsiders, the television, the tabloids, whatnot, and music, so forth. We don't have the same upbringing. You know, gentlemen speak of complete wisdom. See, I have a generation of friends who still have that wisdom. I have a generation of friends who have completely nothing to thrive from, no momentum. And that's why I keep bringing the age in, because although the relationship 360 remains the same, we all look for the same thing within a relationship, basically, we still have young people who are so misguided. And when you say circle, Wardell, a lot of people my age, not everybody, forgive me, people my age do not understand that. You could tell them all day long, you know, be careful of who's in your circle. Your circle will definitely tell the result of your life, your prosperity in life. I mean, it's about your circle. A lot of people my age do not understand that, and it's really, really sad. And that's why I'm asking the questions I'm asking.
I know better, but
that's okay, dear. I know better, and that's because I was raised with the grandparents. I was raised with parents who trained us, who taught us, who gave example on how we are to treat our spouses, our what we call them now, significant others. We were taught, and there's a breed out here that's not being taught. So I mean,
and you know something, though? Let me say this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your points are very valid, and the fact is that we stumble through, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're wiser because we're older and we've been there and done that twice pretty much.
Right.
But on a whole nother level, that does not make us exempt of the same things, even at this age. Because an intellect at 12 might be an intellect at 50. But one thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we lost Greg. Yeah, we lost him, but then listen, we're going to take a small music break, and we'll be right back. That is the nature of... We'll be right back. Just hold on. Wow.
But in the game, I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying.
Smokey Robinson. All right, Greg, are you back, my brother?
Yes. Was I the one that left? I thought you abandoned me. I thought I got you too long-winded.
You were right. No. We would never do that to you, brother. So do you remember where you were?
Quite frankly, no. I remember the subject matter, but maybe I'll resolve it right there because I don't remember exactly what I was in the middle of.
It's all good. Rio?
Yeah, well, okay, but I will say this, though, and it's Sharice. Am I correct?
Shaquise.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I won't do that twice. But, yeah, you know something? What I was going to say is this. I definitely understand your perspective and know that it's real, but we've had to go there already. Most of us older cats up in here, mm-hmm. We had to go there, and that's where the wisdom comes in that. But we're still not void of knowing it all. We don't know it all. So we're all seeking answers as it goes.
Definitely. Of course. We're all human. Every day is still a learning process, no matter what the age. But it was just when we speak on relationship, the younger and, the older to the younger, you may or may not know. I don't know if I've mentioned it before. My husband is 49 years old. I'm 36, 13-year difference. And the thing of it is that I enjoy the older in him. I don't say elder for a reason. I enjoy the older, which means that he, if not has been there before, he's been somewhere. And mm-hmm. as a musician and as a writer and producer, I know he's been around many of women and had the opportunity to sleep with a lot of women. When you've been on tour, and you guys all know, because I'm sure you all have been on tour, how I wouldn't put that out there to real, but to the men, how women throw their bodies at the men. There's so much.
Well, the men do it too, girl. The men do it too.
I don't see you as just, okay, baby, let's do this. I don't see you like that. But I can see a man jumping on the game quicker than a woman. That's why I say that. And I know that's a really bad discriminatory statement, but that is the truth. I see men being more horse with it than women.
Don't bite your tongue.
Could I interject this, speaking, since she brought about music, and between all of us on the phone, we have a correlation or relationship with music entertainment.
Right.
And speaking of communication, on a lighter note, sometimes a song will say to the other person what you can't. Sometimes you put on a certain song and they get something that you're trying to say or convey that you just couldn't
Absolutely.
Say.
Right. When
Absolutely.
You make me mad, I play Michael Jackson's Go Beat It. Right. Let that marinate, gentlemen.
Okay, check this out, guys. I want to bring a really good friend of mine on the line, and this is officially now on a party line, and we're going to have a good time. This is Coach Rael Sims. Rael, are you there?
Hey.
Yes. Hi, guys.
My
Hello.
Brother, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good, very good, thank you. Good to hear you.
Good. You guys are making some really good points, and, I really like that. And I think the thing that I call it love songs, love lessons, of when we listen to some songs and communicate through those songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Coach, let me just ask you, what are your thoughts about the situation with the young lady where she is, a little frustrated because she's really trying to get, her man to listen to her, and she don't believe he's listening, and so, and it just frustrates her, like, why don't men listen? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've never taught that men, as far as my education, that men don't listen. I think it's both parties. As woman and man, it's a possibility that we both don't listen for whatever reason. There are reasons why we just don't listen. It could be, we could be stubborn, that we just don't want to listen, that we're used to being our own person, and we get into a relationship that we have to listen to somebody, that we have to be told by somebody, that we have to agree with somebody, when we're so used to being just a independent person and just a loner. And now we're with someone that we actually have to have a conversation or we have to agree with. That becomes very difficult for someone that's been living by themselves or been of themselves or have been the only child in a family that, you know, they grow up and they get everything. And I'm not, you know, no disrespect to a person that's the only child. I'm just saying how we end up communicating when we get with a significant other and what we don't learn from our families, from our mom, you know.
Right.
So we can, you know, it's a both thing. I mean, you know, women don't communicate either. Men don't communicate. It's how, I think the question is, how do we get each other to communicate? You know, it seems like we want to say, well, men don't communicate because you're not getting what you want. And it's easy to say that. Well, it's just as easy for a man to say the same thing, you know, that women don't communicate. But we don't say it. Why? Because it's a mantra. This is something that you hear all the time. Men don't communicate. But women do. No, that's not true. Women don't communicate either. I mean, and what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to throw my education out there, but what I'm saying is that we were never taught to that we were never taught a skill to teach a couple how a male should communicate and how a woman should communicate. The skills that we have to teach a couple how to communicate is for both parties. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
It's never, you know, was never something taught to us to say, well, this is what you should tell a man. Now, one thing that I can say from an eco-biopsychosocial point of view, yes, there is a point where the man will shut off in communicating. There's a point, now that is the difference in us as human beings. There's a point where our blood pressure rises, and this is science, where our blood pressure rises to the point where we cut it off, to the point where we don't hear your reasoning anymore. And that is a department of us, psychologically speaking, where it could lead to violence. It could lead to where we're at the point where either we need to leave or we're going to respond. We're going to respond violently. And that is just a defense mechanism in a male where even if two males were talking, if you can only talk for so long if you're having an argument to the point where another male is going to knock you out, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why you know it's a point to two males. When they're having an argument, you either got to settle this or have a third party to come in, and you know this is true. Usually somebody does come in between you guys. Hey, hey, because what? Why? Because we're seeing it going to another level, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Yeah, and so I think the key to communication, and all of you guys have been saying the right thing to key to communication. One of the styles, if understanding one's communication style is the first thing that we need to understand.
Yes.
What is your communication style? Once you understand that person's communication style, you know how to communicate to that person or even when to communicate to that person, right? You know, because there's a certain time that we all want to be communicated. I mean, and this isn't a man thing, you know. There, you could. I heard someone says a writer producer. You could be writing, and I want to communicate to you. And right now, in stage of your second verse that you're writing, because it's in your head, you don't want to communicate right now.
Absolutely.
Right now. I'm busy right now. I'm in something right now, and I can't stop right now to communicate with you because I'm going to forget this. So there are periods to say, okay, well, when you're ready to communicate, let me know, right?
Right.
So understanding communication styles, now this is one style for communication, period. Now, without me going through a whole bunch of, you know, learning styles and everything, one major style that you will hear counselors, therapists use a lot, and that's mirroring. Again, you guys have said this. I'm just giving it the title.
Gotcha.
Mirroring And what does mirroring look like? Can I explain that?
Please. Yeah.
Please.
Okay. And what does mirroring look like? Mirroring looks like when one, when a person, again, you guys have said this, when a person is saying something and the other party is listening, it's the receiver and the giver, the sender and the receiver, the sender and the receiver. And we know what that looks like and sounds like because we're all in the entertainment business, in the music business. So we understand what sending and wanting people to receive, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're sitting down and you're listening to a person, when they're sending and you're trying to receive, it's for you to receive it, and it's for the sender to make sure that you got my email. You see, sometimes people send an email and don't ask, did you receive it? Right? And the key is once you're done sending, the key is for the receiver is to say, what I'm hearing you say is, once you say, what I'm hearing you say is, Wardell, your radio show is at 5 o'clock, and the topic is going to be about communication.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I'm hearing you say, Wardell?
Yes.
And then when you tell me yes, then I'm asking you, is there more? So you can give me more. Now, what is the purpose for me? After you've told me that, then I'm going to let you know, not only did I hear it, but I understood it. So, okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that your show is going to be at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be about communications. So what I imagine the show is going to look like is that you're going to have a panel of four people, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to discuss this young lady, and we're going to discuss why she's so frustrated about relationships, about her husband not communicating to her, and we're going to discuss topics and keys and ways to communicate. Is that correct, Wardell?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what I just did was not only confirm that I'm hearing you, because, you know, we always use this statement when we're confused. You're not listening to me, right? We say that. Well, that starts more fight, because what that actually does is that's actually tapping into our intellect, because what you're saying is that you don't have the capability of listening.
Right.
And that is the wrong word to say to another human being. You're
you,
not listening.
That word you I mentioned
right.
earlier. Right.
Right.
Could I also interject? I heard everything you were saying and so appreciate that. And I agree with a lot of what you said. However, again, and as you mentioned, with knowing the other person and their communication style, even just how you phrased it isn't going to work for everybody. Some people are going to interpret that as though, are you saying that I'm not intelligent enough that I already knew what we were talking about? Are you saying that I think you have to know the person. No set rule or way of communicating works for everybody. And
well,
if someone was asking me questions after we were going to communicate, I'm just being straight up real on the phone. It would irritate me.
Well, absolutely. I would tune you out.
I'm not saying you personally, but I'm saying someone asking me that, I already know what you said because I'm a pretty astute, aware person, and I get it. It depends on the person when you're asking those kinds of questions. That's what I feel.
Okay. Well, that technique isn't a technique that you have to use forever. That technique leads you into learning how to communicate with each other. What's going to happen, because I was going to say that eventually, what's going to happen is that you're going to create your own tradition, your own style of communicating. That is the base of starting you off to communicate and how to understand one's communication. And what happens is you create your own communication style through that system. That's not a system. That's not a system that you have to use every day in your conversation when you are debating or confused. That is something to jumpstart, because we don't have anything to jumpstart how to communicate with each other.
And excuse me, and let me interrupt. Not everybody. Some of us have something to jumpstart. Some of us do communicate freely. So, again, I disagree with that.
That's not only a communication style just for relationships. That's a communication style for business, period. Because you want to make sure you understand.
I have one for you, because I think we established that you can't, because I definitely agree with Rio. You have to know the person and how to approach them. Okay, so here's my question to you regarding women, because you threw it out there that women do not listen themselves. Okay, so when it comes to forms of communication, say, for instance, I come from the background of a household where a woman is taught to shut her mouth or a woman is taught to be kept quiet until she is spoken to. How do you recreate that form of communication? How does a woman come out and tell her husband this, that, or the other? In my situation, I am dating an older man, so where it comes at for me, we've been strong for 11 years and can't nobody tear that up because I think my way definitely is working.
I just want to know, you got two questions, though.
I understand, but I'm just giving you my scenario just real quick so maybe it can kind of bring forward exactly what I'm saying. With my scenario, I do not bring out certain situations. I kind of let particular doors open so I can walk through them. I don't just always put something out there on the line, and I definitely make sure it happens before it's too late. So how do we teach a woman, and there's a lot of women out there who are taught to be quiet until spoken to by their husband, how do you recreate that communication, that level of communication? How do you break that cycle?
Well, first of all, great question. First of all, one has to identify that you won't communicate until spoken to. As a male, or just a human being, as a male, because, you know, we're also taught that by our parents, don't speak until you've spoken to or until you have permission to.
Right.
Well, what happens is once we are aware of that as a male, it's our responsibility to give them permission, to let them know that I'm not your parent. First of all, I need you to communicate to me. I need you to hear what I'm saying, and it's okay. And now I know when we say to give you permission, what I mean by that is to let you know that the person that you're with now, you don't have to communicate that way. That's your communication style that you've learned at home, that your mom's taught you, or that your significant other taught you, or that your religion belief taught you.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And so here you are here in my home now, and that's not my communication style. You don't have to do that. And two, again, back to those communication styles or ways, and I understand when you say that one would irritate you. Well, what happens is that that's not – you don't necessarily have to use that. But the thing is find your communication style. What is the communication style? What is your tradition, your custom, your ideology that you're going to use as a communication style with the two of you? And I think you said something earlier on, or Wardell said you said it earlier on. When you do meet, I think that is a conversation of what is your communication style? How do you like to communicate? You know, you can talk about that too. Person can say, oh, well, you know, I like to listen. I am a listener. I'm a great listener. I'm an empirical listener in order to respond correctly. And yes, some people may listen very well. Like you said, ma'am, if you listen very well, then you don't have to use that technique. You don't have to. But when it becomes a problem and you don't understand, then you can take that and use that tip. Because when two people feel and think psychologically, I speak very well, and I can communicate very well, but yet you're communicating to somebody, and it becomes a problem where you want to even use that term, you're not listening.
Well, I get,
but the
I
show's
get
not really
that.
About me, so that was just 2 cents on one.
No, but it was a good – I actually enjoyed the debate. I think it was a great debate. I like going back and forth and stuff. But, listen, I do have to take a music break, and then I'm going to come right back. And, wow, this is great. I love it.
I don't want to seem like I'm thick-a-minded boy or something, but I just got to say it.
We got about 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to let Coach and Rio, y'all got anything else y'all want to say?
I wanted to ask you just on a side note, because you play some great music. Was that Leslie Wilson or New Birth on the track?
New Birth.
Hubert, that was beautiful. I haven't heard that version before.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
That was good. That was nice. They're good friends, and you know what? That was great. I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite groups, man, from back in the day. Ooh, Lord, that drummer. I missed that drummer. Man, Lord, that brother was bad.
Well, do you mind if I throw something out there based on Rio and Coach? I like to throw out there for the record, Coach, you weren't listening. And see, how is this relationship going to work between you and Rio if you don't listen to it? She said that she doesn't like the technique. Let me get this straight. So let me ask you. That's what that technique is called. Let me get this straight. So let me get this straight. So what you're saying is she just told you that irritated her. Honey, you weren't listening. And then you kept overspeaking her. How is this relationship going to work? We need counseling.
Now, you know what? That's a great question that you asked, and that's one of my points. If I was in...
Hold on.
Yeah, that was a great point. That's my point. If even though you don't like it,
right.
Even though you don't like it, somebody else has to have a way to get an understanding of what somebody is saying. So, again, you don't like that. But that's the only way that I can understand. So the relationship would not work because for me to understand you is the way I'm going to ask you. That's how I get an understanding. So is it that serious when we say contribute to the relationship, the Tarzetto of the relationship, the Trinity of the relationship? I created the theory of the Tarzetto of the relationship, and that means what are you going to put into the relationship? So what's really important about the relationship versus important about what you like and what you don't like? And the thing is it that serious that person, if that person needs to use that technique in order to understand what you're saying, if you say, I don't like that, then you know the relationship will not work because you're not giving that person the opportunity to use their technique in order to understand. What's really important is not the technique. What's really important is your conversation that you want that person to understand. And if you
can
don't
I
want
ask
them to use
a
anything,
question, excuse me, in what you're saying, and I got everything you're saying, where in your, is it the Tarzetto? Where in that do you factor in the first rule of communication, which is listening? Before you're asking, did I get this right? Did I hear you? Or what I heard was, at what stage do you feel that part comes in?
Well, that part, remember I said earlier on, I said that. I said, I don't want to go into the listening thing because I'll be forever, you know, going into that department.
Does it start? Could you just share with me
But being a creative, being an empirical listener in order to respond correctly is very important to learn how to listen. And learning how to listen, you know, sometimes what happens is we become angry when we're listening because somebody may be right. Somebody is tapping on something that you don't really want them to know. Somebody's making sense. When somebody starts making sense, that pisses people off because it tears away your ideology or your view or your theory or your hypothesis. And when that happens, we have to learn how to say, you know what, you're right. You're right. You're right about that. You are right. Or we have to learn how to say, I agree with that. That makes sense. That makes sense. And when you say that makes sense and you agree, you have to be able to move on to the next topic or the next level, or we agree to disagree, but you know that that's where you're at. But you have to be an empirical listener is definitely and very, very important.
And for those who are listening out there within the sound of our voices, sometime today we're going to get the lamest version of what he just said. You're going to get a lot of people out tonight.
I actually got it, and I think that it's really clever because, you know, I'm thinking about this young lady that had a very difficult time communicating with her husband, and maybe her problem was that she didn't like the way he communicated. Mm-hmm. And she decided that if he's not going to communicate the way that she wants to communicate, then it's over. And then people will destroy, can destroy relationships like that without even knowing it, that they were the, actually, they were the problem. So we really have to pay attention to, you know, what, not only what we're saying, but what they're saying, or what they're trying to say, at least.
Well, what they're trying to say, it's very important to understand what they're trying to say.
Right.
And
exactly.
If, but you can't, you know, we all have ways of listening. We all have our, and you know what? We all have our disability. We all have our just
handicap.
That's the word I'm trying to say. We all have handicaps. So we all have a different way of trying to get to understand what you're saying. And
okay,
if we took out time to understand that the person still don't understand you, what we do sometimes is we try to repeat it over, but all we're doing is repeating the same way over. So
right.
The person said, I still don't understand you. And what you're trying to do is say, gosh, what happens is you get frustrated and you start telling the person that you know, you don't have the capabilities of communicating with me, you know, because you're not listening. You don't hear me. You don't know how to communicate. Well, just that's because the other person doesn't know how to get understanding. And that's what the key to communication is, understanding the communication. Because if you don't agree with anything of what I'm saying today, please hear this part. When somebody says we broke up because we don't communicate anymore, that's impossible. It is totally impossible for two human beings to stop communicating. It's impossible, because what you said earlier, man, is what you do, and I agree 100% with you, is what you do is you communicate nonverbally. And that's what us human beings do. We communicate nonverbally and verbally. If you're not saying any words to your significant other, you better believe you're saying words through nonverbal communication. That's why it's impossible that you stop communicating. You are communicating, trust me.
And could I say, Wardell, on this, and yes, I appreciate that, some people need to know when to say when. Sometimes you're never going to communicate or agree, and maybe you picked the wrong person in the first place. So sometimes, like they say, you can't fit a square peg in a round hole. Sometimes you just will never get along. We all have people on the face of this planet that sound like Gilbert Gottfried the minute they talk. It's just, it's like fingernails down a chalkboard. And then there's some people, the conversation flows freely. And when you're in a relationship with someone, if communication is constantly your issue, and unless you have many years invested and it just started recently, maybe it's time to move on. And maybe they will find someone else that they can communicate with better, if at all, and you will as well.
And I agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think Gregory said something earlier on to that too. Now, if the communication, if somebody doesn't want to communicate with you or never want to try to take out the time to try to get understanding and to communicate, then it's definitely time to move on, because what's the sense? You'll be trying forever if you're not taking the necessary steps as far as, okay, I don't know how to communicate. Let's go talk to a counselor so we can learn how to communicate with each other. You don't want to do that either? Hey, you're not going to communicate. It doesn't make any sense for the two of you to be together.
And may I interject and summarize, so to speak? I've learned really to respect, I don't know whether it's an adage saying, however it is, but for all things there is a season. And with that being said, there's a time that you can go. Everybody's not meant to go all the way or go all the way to where they think. So you have to be wise enough to know when to draw a conclusion. But even greater than that is this. If your love for somebody is that strong, you don't stop trying. If your love for that relationship is that strong, you don't stop trying. You give it everything you got. You find another way. Okay, you know, there's different ways into a door. There's different ways into a house. If the front door is locked, find a window. If the window's locked, go through the basement. But make it make sense until you cannot do anymore. If you value
right.
it.
Right.
If you don't, stick and move.
Yeah, exhaust all your options.
I wanted to actually piggyback off of Rio, and please, Rio, stay out of my head. That was my exact point. You have to choose your battles. Everything is not meant to be brought up for discussion. Another thing too, There's a saying, you can sleep next to someone for years and like the unfitted puzzle piece, you have to pull out because you don't fit. You just don't fit. So I truly believe that everything, Greg, you bottom lined it at the beginning of the show. There's a time and a place for everything.
Absolutely.
There's truly a time and a place for everything. I have to admit, that is what I got from this show today. There is definitely a time and place for everything. Will I utilize that the moment we get off the phone? Of course I will, because I see that as being truly concrete. There is a time and a place for everything.
It is.
Great. Well, listen, guys, we're out of time. I want to thank all of you guys so much for calling in and sharing your wisdom and your thoughts and everything. So, Shakeesh, you just said what you wanted to say at the end. I'm going to go to Rio, and then I'm going to – Rio, is there any last words you want to say before we get off the line?
Oh, no. It wouldn't be fair because I just got through talking,
no.
So that was it.
No.
I would say that first, I really appreciate – I think we were all communicating here today, and that's so important. And for – I have a few Facebook friends that were IMing that were listening, and so they also appreciated the conversation. So I just think it's important for us to keep talking, exchanging feelings and ideas and thoughts. Just always take time to also listen and really get to know people. And I appreciate the forum and the time. And
hey, I love that. All right. Thank you so much. Coach, you want to say something?
Oh, that I thought it was a really great conversation, actually, and just as you said, too, with other people listening and having different communication styles or just learning to even say, hey, we should go out and learn how to communicate. You know, some people just don't want to learn how to communicate. They just communicate and think that, hey, we are communicating, but you're not. You're just – you are, but you're just not doing it in a way that both of you could – understand communication. My bottom line is understand the communication.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. Love you, man. All right. And, Greg, you got the final say here.
Okay. Well, that's cool. First of all of you, Riel, Shakeese, Wardell, I've enjoyed this. This has really been good. And I appreciate being able to communicate with all of you on this level. And I hope we get another chance to do it on this and another subject at another point in time. And, of course, whomever is listening and everything else, we all got a little tensed up in here, and I'm glad for that because that broadens communication as well. And I'll close by saying what my dad taught me. Boy, if there's two people together that agree all the time, one of them useless. So nobody was useless here.
All right, guys. Well,
all right.
Thanks, man. I truly appreciate you. And you guys take care until next week. God bless you all.
Thank you very much.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything's worth it.
my goodness gracious, have fun in the summertime. Oh, Sly and the Family Stone putting it down. And, guys, so, wow, what an intense show for me today. That was just something else. Listening to those guys go at it like that, and it was so cool. And it was good because iron sharpens iron. And sometimes it's got to get a little heated to get the point across, right? And I believe the point was well delivered. You know, communication is the key. And sometimes people are not ready to communicate when you want to communicate. Don't get angry because they're not ready to communicate. Just, you know, just be patient. If it's important to you, if that person's important to you, just be patient, you know. And, you know, and being the receiver, you know, when somebody's trying to talk to you, make sure that, you know, you are aware that you're paying attention, that you can receive the message that they're trying to deliver to you. It's so important. And so, you know, being a deliverer and a receiver, you got two sides of the coin there. And so, anyway, it is just beautiful. I loved it. I loved the ladies. I loved the guys. That was just great. So thank you, everybody, for just, you know, sharing and breaking things down, and the coach coming on and just, you know, kind of cleaning it up for us and just being a blessing. It's just a beautiful conversation today. All right, guys. So we got about another 23 minutes left in the show. And so I'm going to keep this music going. This is Indie Jazz Day tomorrow. Well, this is not, but tomorrow we'll have Indie Jazz Day. And I believe we're going to have a special guest on for you. I will keep you guys posted. And so just, you know, I just want you guys to know that, you know, we love and support our indie jazz artists around the world. And we just, you know, because they are deserving of it. Their music is so awesome and so talented. And some of these guys are old school artists that who have now become independent artists. And so they're indie artists as well. And so you hear it go, I know that voice. Yeah. Yes, you do. They sang on a lot of hit songs and now they're doing their own thing. Or they're just, you know, a band and they're not with a record company. And so they are indie artists. So anyway, that's the way it is. So, guys, thank you again for another great day. I really enjoyed all my friends. Thanks to Greg for his amazing flyers. Thanks, Astra. She was asking some great questions for me, but we didn't even get time to get in there. We were just talking about some other things. But also, I want to just make sure, once again, I say happy birthday to Chuck from Astrid as well. Chuck Gentry, a guitar player that I played with for many years, with Shalimar. I had such a great, great time. And I'm just praying that we have Lavelle Brown on tomorrow, just trying to get all the updates and stuff. I was just on the phone talking with him, so we'll see. But that's the possibility. That's the possibility. So anyway, so tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to continue to mix it up here on Solar Records Radio. We got about another 20 minutes left in the show. So thanks again.
You can check out anytime you please, but your mind can never leave. Caribbean sea, but you care for me.
but your mind can never leave. Forget the noise of the universe. No play or line to rehearse. That's enslaved, will crush your crave in the chill.
I've got to move on past this danger zone. Don't
Show tomorrow. Thanks for all the friendships. Thanks for the communication to my friends. Thanks for being a blessing to me and to each other. And, I'm just so grateful that we recognize once again that we are the deliverer and the receiver. Wow. We're delivering and receiving. It's not just a one-way street, right? You don't just you got to receive as well. You can dish it out. You got to be able to receive it as well. All right, guys. Love you so much. And thank you again. And God bless you. And tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Soul Life Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and I'm out. Come on, Lucas.
Manipulated, I'm willing to get the Trust me, baby.